And it's homecoming. Arizona Wildcats held on Saturday night to beat Colorado 38-31 in Boulder, and now they're back 5-2 to host Washington State. 1 o'clock kickoff Saturday afternoon for homecoming. The parade starts at 9 a.m. Saturday. ASU lost to number 3 Utah 34-18 in Salt Lake City. Tucson weather pretty good today with a high about 85. 30% chance of showers tomorrow, high near 80. 40% chance on Wednesday with a high only about 75. It's the Buckmaster Show next on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
That's me, Buckmaster. Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you along with Ed Alexander, producing and engineering our show. Welcome to the show. It is the 19th of October, a Monday afternoon, 2015, coming to you live from Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We're live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We've got our podcasts and the archive available for you 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. I want to thank my guest hosts who were sitting in this chair while I was away last week. We want to thank certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, Dan Shear, the Green Valley News, and Sahrita Sun, and Dylan Smith, editor of TucsonSentinel.com. Gentlemen, thank you very much. We're going to begin with our Monday political face-off, followed at 12:30 by information on a wonderful new arts season that is getting underway at Pima Community College, the Center for the Arts. And then we'll wrap up the show with David Galuski, the chair, or the head, I should say, president of the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association, SABA. Our live line number, 790-2040. Our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster, and you can follow us on Twitter at Buckmaster Show. And during the hour, we will be giving away 4 tickets to the U of A homecoming game with Washington State. So be listening as we announce when we will be specifically opening the phone line for the tickets. But the phone line number is open now for the face-off, 790-2040. The face-off, our team of commentators today, Bruce Ash, now in his third term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Eckerstrom as former chair of the state and Pima County Democratic Party. The Monday political face-off brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Paul and Bruce, how was the weekend?
Oh, nice. What?
Wet?
Wet.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
Did it rain at your house?
Poured
at ours.
It did rain, and little known fact, the National Weather Service says that there have only been 2 times since 2000 that we have exceeded our yearly rainfall before the end of the year. Well, actually exceeded it at all. And that this is one of those years. And I think it was a few years back, we had one other year. But so we are definitely having a wet year, and we really need it. Bruce, no jet lag after your trip to Hong Kong and Taipei, Taiwan. You had a great visit over there with Republicans, what do you call them, out of country?
Well, we visited with a number of American expatriates there living there, and had a great great reception in Hong Kong, and we're guests of the Taiwanese government. They actually have a relationship with both the DNC and the RNC to make sure that Taiwan is never a partisan issue. And we were there celebrating their National Day, met with the president of Taiwan, President Ma, and the defense minister, the foreign minister, the mainland minister, as well as the candidates in the upcoming presidential election there. It was very, very, very exciting, very interesting trip. Never been that way before, and I want to take advantage of it because I don't know when an opportunity like that might ever come up again.
And Paul, nothing so exciting for you.
A little more mundane. Just just went to the Red Blue game for basketball. Yeah. That was fun, and it was a nice weekend with the rain.
Okay. Paul, disappointed that Arizona's minimum wage will not be increasing. It stays at, $8.05, our state minimum wage. And the wage would have gone up because in 2006 there was a voter-approved law which requires the commission to adjust the state minimum wage annually to match inflation, but the inflation was like 0.2%.
Well, so. I would like to see the minimum wage go up, and I would hope a federal bill eventually would do it across the country.
How high would you like to see it?
Somewhere that's livable wage type of arena, maybe $14 an hour, $13, $14 an hour, something like that, depending on the region you live in, obviously. Since the Arizona minimum wage didn't go up because of there wasn't enough inflation, that's a good thing that we don't have inflation pressures. But at the same time, that amount of money isn't enough to support a family on, that's for sure.
What do you think?
Well,
Mr. Ash?
Paul's party, and apparently Paul personally, is for a dramatic increase in the minimum wage.
Yeah, almost doubling.
This is electioneering and politicization of this income inequality question that they continue to raise. The problem is for Paul and the rest of his fellow travelers is that when they had an opportunity to do this, when the president controlled the White House, when the Democratic Party controlled both houses of Congress, they didn't do this. They didn't do this because it's not a good idea economically to do it, but they pound away at Republicans. They pound away demoralizing Americans in this notion of income equality that they seek to impose on the country. Unfortunately, at the same time, and really, I don't have an opinion one way or another from my own economic standpoint. I don't think we've paid anybody at lower than minimum, or at the current minimum wage, or anywhere close to it in many, many years. But this is just bad policy in general for the nation's economy. It actually has the impact of having fewer lower wage workers working in these kind of jobs, and with the labor participation rate as low as it is today, with nearly 94 million Americans outside of the labor force, this is bad, bad politics to be pursuing in an election year.
What do you think, Paul?
Well, look, income inequality is...
You and your fellow travelers.
There's different ways to skin this cat, but one thing I can tell you, with the tax cuts that have taken place over the years for the very, very wealthy in this country, both at the state level here in Arizona and at the federal level, billionaires right now have a true tax burden of less than the tax burden a normal average middle class person has. They pay less in percentage than somebody in the middle class, and that's just wrong. I mean, they just need to pay their fair share. So one, we can have a federal government that and a state government that can do things like build roads and have good schools. And the second thing is we need the wealthy to pay their fair share in that regard. But we also need a situation where people who have a job can at least support their family, and that's been kind of the idea behind the American dream for a very, very long time. And the minimum wage has just fallen way behind in terms of over the years in terms of inflation, and now a person with a minimum wage job can't get close to supporting a family, letting alone staying barely above the poverty line, frankly. And I think that's wrong, and we need to make adjustments in our economy, whether it's through the minimum wage or the tax policies, so that we have more people in the middle class and the very, very wealthy pay their fair share.
I knew eventually Paul would get to taxes and the tax burden on Americans. 47% of Americans, maybe 46% of Americans, pay absolutely no taxes at all. And the upper 10% of American wage earners and income earners in this country pay nearly 90%. If we taxed all of the billionaires that Paul and the socialist Bernie Sanders and apparently many other members of the clown show that was on last Tuesday night during the Democratic debate, their attitude is their solution to both income inequality and our nation's economic problems is tax the rich more. Again, cheap electioneering, cheap grandstanding during a national election that solves nothing. Because if all of the top income earners in this country paid 100% of their income, we would still have close to a $750 billion deficit here in this country. And just one last thing, if I can. Paul and his friends want to tax the rich more. I wonder how they would feel about the fair tax or the flat tax. I don't happen to favor either of them, really. But they only want to tax the rich. And frankly, they don't care to recognize the fact that 46% of all Americans pay no federal income taxes at all.
Paul, hold your thought there, because we've got a caller who's been waiting. Matthew is with us now on the live line. Hello, Matthew.
Hi. Just to start off, I would say to both of them that given the current economic situation, because I like to look at this very commonsensically, I can see why that the state not raising the minimum wage in Arizona makes sense. However, there are two issues. One is local in Arizona, one is national, that I do believe we made a terrible mistake, and I'd like them to comment on it. And the one locally in Arizona is TANF, and I brought this up before, but cutting people off of TANF at 1 year has got to be the gravest mistake the state has ever made. It's only going to increase DCS's problem. It's going to increase the problem for the shelters, and it's going to take a lot of people out of housing and put them on the street, and families, and kids and children. The second one is nationally, it's a mistake for 3 years that we have not increased Social Security because of wage inflation being so low. The mistake is it's a misnomer to believe that the inflation rate is correctly identifying the fact that seniors, just on health care alone with supplemental health insurance, are paying more year after year after year. If you use that as a barometer, seniors are underwater right now, and it's a problem. Thank you.
It's a two-part question, and we are at the break. So I'm going to ask Paul and Bruce Ash to hold their thought on those two, and I'm now going to open the phone lines. Yeah, here we go. Poor Ed. Caller number four at 790-2040, 790-2040, if you would like four tickets to the University of Arizona homecoming game with Washington State this weekend. Kickoffs at 1 p.m., homecoming parade 9 a.m., 790-2040. We'll take the fourth call. Here we go. Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
If you're ready to landscape it, light it, floor it or store it, paint it, plant it, drill it or grill it, better get to the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Fall Home and Garden Show, October 23rd, 24th, and 25th, with free TCC parking. Sponsored by Patio Pools and Spas, Kinetico, Mattress Firm, Tucson Electric Power, and Russet Heating and Air Conditioning. Discount admission coupons at SavaHomeShow.com. Sava's Fall Home and Garden Show. It's the best home show ever built.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Congratulations. We have a winner. Four tickets for that homecoming game with Washington State. Washington State's a pretty good ball club. They got a great quarterback. Game time, 1 o'clock. Christine, congratulations. That's a family four-pack there. Great entertainment on a Saturday afternoon coming up. It is our Monday political face-off. Paul Eckerstrom, Bruce Ash with us. It's brought to you by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge. Before the break, Matthew was talking about cost of living has really been kind of stagnant as far as the Social Security hadn't gone up much, maybe a fraction over the past 3 years. Not this year. There won't be anything, or the upcoming year.
Yeah, I think Social Security should take into account some of the specific costs that seniors take the brunt of. For example, pharmaceutical costs have gone a lot higher over the last number of years. It's been going up forever. I think we do one or two things. Either we rein in the pharmaceuticals by starting to regulate their price gouging that they've been doing to the United States for people for years, where other countries do regulate. Like, for example, Norway, pharmaceuticals are one-tenth the price of the same medications that we pay here. Mm-hmm. The pharmaceuticals still make a profit off that price that when they sell in Norway. So I think there's ways to deal with those costs, either control those costs, and if not, I think those specialized costs that are especially hard hit seniors should be taken into account when you're dealing with the Social Security COLAs and not just look at the general inflation rate.
Those COLAs, it's affecting countries all over the world, Bruce Ash.
They are, and the same problems that exist here exist in nations like the United Kingdom as well as in New Zealand. And I've read multiple and heard multiple reports on that just recently. In America, very few people really believe the unemployment statistics anymore. Very few people really believe the inflation statistics.
You think those are doctor numbers?
I think that you know, you can doctor a number. You can change a number to fit whatever agenda you want. Hmm. And we know when we go to the grocery store and we look at the price of hamburger, we look at the cost of eggs or milk or bread, how much inflation has impacted those. And, you know, it's time to, again, stop playing games with Social Security. Social Security needs real reform.
All right.
And there needs to be choices available to people going forward.
Steve is with us next. Steve has been waiting very patiently at 790-2040. Now it's your turn, Steve.
Hello, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I have a statement and I have a question. People who are for a higher minimum wage, to me, they forget that you work hard, you get promoted, and that's how you make more money. It's not a livable wage. It's a minimum where you start out, and then you work your way up. You go for promotion. Second of all, it took me 13 years to get to my $21 an hour, so you want to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour. What are you going to do about me? Looks like the middle class is going to get screwed again.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Well, hey, I think the middle class should get paid more across the board, and to go to what Bruce was saying about the tax policies. I'm not necessarily for a flat tax, but I am for a three-tiered income tax without all the loopholes that are built in, where everybody pays a little bit something in, and it's tiered up where it's a little bit higher percentage for the people who make a lot of money. It's just wrong when Warren Buffett, and he said it himself, when he gets an effective tax rate about 14% of all the money he makes compared to his secretary who has to pay taxes higher than 14% of her effective wages, which are obviously very, very low compared to what he makes. It just seems wrong. And a lot of it is because there's all these tax loopholes that the people with money can really take advantage of and were built for them to be able to take advantage of, where the rest of the folks in the middle class can't take advantage of a lot of those loopholes. And I think if we just start from scratch and wipe out, you know, I was in law school, and this is back in the 80s, we had two big volumes of the federal tax code to review in our tax class, and then there's four big volumes of regulations to go with it. If we just wipe that out and start from scratch and simplify it, I think we'd be much better off. And I think we would have a lot more revenue to deal with the debt, as well as the fact that everybody would be paying their fair share based on a tiered income tax system.
I think Bruce Ash would probably agree with a simplified tax. Wouldn't you, Bruce?
Well, I'm not sure that we're going to get to that point anytime soon.
But we should. In a utopia, Bruce, don't you think?
Especially the rhetoric that comes from the Democratic Party, where not only are they calling for higher taxes for the rich, they're also talking about, and this was in the Democratic debate just last week, all of the candidates supported a mandatory profit-sharing program for all employees. You know, this is the sort of utopian sort of world that Democrats live in, who believe that there's you know, candy and gum and steaks, you know, hanging down from trees for everybody. And the caller, Steve, was absolutely right on. He worked many, many years to get up to his current salary level at $21 an hour. And now you're eroding his ability to earn income. Mm-hmm. Frankly, you're probably eroding a lot of people's jobs as a result of a drastic increase in the minimum wage. And again, Paul, I would ask your political party and you personally, if this was something that you really, really believed in when you had the chance, why didn't you, when the Democrats controlled the White House and both houses of Congress with unbelievable majorities, why didn't you pass it? You didn't want to pass it. Frankly, you'd Bruce, rather keep a bunch of people
in
minimum wage
you're
jobs.
You're saying you. I would have passed rather, it. I would have voted for it. Look at
your Bruce, party, the Bruce, party you represent, Bruce. Believes in all of those things, Paul.
Yeah.
And your party had an opportunity to fundamentally change a country.
If you let me answer your question, I will say this. I would have passed it. I would have promoted it at the time. But you know what? We were in the depth of a recession that just had started and it was raging. We were on the precipice of a depression. There was a lot on President Obama's plate and the Democrats, and getting a stimulus package passed and some of those things were a lot more important to keep us from going into depression. And so I'm not going to criticize people in that situation for not passing minimum wage. Right. But now
well,
we should.
You just assume bang on Republicans for the next
Bruce,
6 years.
Okay, guys. Bruce, we should create a situation in our tax code so we do have a more equitable system in terms of the wealthy paying their fair share. And I'm not asking for a utopia. I'm asking for what we did in 1914 when we passed the income tax.
Of American income earners pay 90% of all revenues that come into the
country. It was a three-tiered income tax system with no loopholes when it passed in 1914. We should go back to that.
Ingrid, you have been waiting, and I'd like to get you on the air here really quickly. Ingrid, I've only got less than a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Wouldn't it make more sense to whittle down the size of the government to what the Constitution actually requires?
On, Ingrid.
And then, to fast forward here, if people are not trained, don't have a strong back, can't understand certain concepts, just not have families, have a vasectomy.
That's a little harsh, Ingrid.
Yeah, I don't think that'll work. But, you know, if you want to whittle down the size of government, I'm all for it if the Republicans want small government. They keep talking about, but they also want the largest military the world has ever seen by tenfold compared to the next country behind us. And that's a lot of money, and that's big government if you ask me. And so they have a hypocritical stance when it comes to the military, and that's part of the big government that they all complain about.
I'm going to refute Paul one last time today, and then I know Bill's going to cut us off.
I have to.
Military spending in this country today is at its lowest point compared to the GDP than it's been since before the Second World War.
All right.
And if Paul wants to continue reducing the military, then just let all of our enemies begin surrounding us, because
Bruce,
we are leading
from behind.
I didn't
necessarily
we're in a
say I wanted
position.
To reduce the government. I mean, reduce the military. I'm just saying it's kind of
sure
hypocritical when the Republicans say they want to reduce government but increase military.
Thank you very much, Paul Eckerstrom, Bruce Ash, for the Monday Political Face-Off. Gentlemen, I hope the rest of your week goes very well here.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing bringing you the Monday Political Face-Off. Moe's at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Moe will take care of all of your framing needs. I strongly recommend this is the only framer for the Buckmaster household. Be right back.
Einstein once said, as the bees go, so do humans. Five-star professional pest control techs have another option rather than killing the bees. We can remove them. This bee removal option is safe, effective, and next time you have a swarm of bees enter your personal space, call us and let us remove these bees. We have professional technicians on call 7 days a week, 886-0045.
We know what bugs you.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Did you know that most men die from preventable illnesses, or they simply accept many health conditions as part of getting older? That's why Tucson urologists formed Epic Health, a clinic designed just for men. In just 15 minutes, you can get a free screening worth $1,600 that looks at simple testosterone levels, vitamin deficiencies, various cancers, and a lot more. Epic Health is located at Grant and Swan and Crossroads East by Outback Steakhouse. Call 448-0401. Real doctors, real medicine, Epic Health. Men's health care, evolve.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the news from a different perspective. Local opinion from Emil Franzi, Bill Richardson, and Bruce Ash. Our national columnists are the best. Michael Barone, Thomas Sowell, Ilan Berman, Avik Roy, Bill Tatro, and A View from the Left with Sam Smith of Progressive Review. Plus, Michael Ramirez political cartoons. It is thoughtful opinion and commentary only found in the Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Sometimes opportunity knocks. You've definitely met opportunity, and it may have even found you online. Opportunity also calls. It calls to see if you have an open appointment, even though it's really last minute. It calls to place a rush order for delivery, and it calls to ask about your holiday hours. With Cox Business Voice Manager, you can always follow up with opportunity. So when it leaves a voicemail, you'll get it right to your email, which means all of your important messages reach you online. With Cox Business, you'll never miss an opportunity, no matter how it presents itself.
Bundle Cox Business Voice Manager and Internet for only $99 per month with a one-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card. Mention reward promo to qualify. Online redemption required. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 1/3/16. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We resume now our monthly interview series presented by Pima Community College. This series introduces our listeners to the very talented and educated, dedicated educators who call Pima's 6 community campuses home. Today we're going to hear about the Pima Community College Center for the Arts. Carol Carter is with us. Carol is Marketing and Public Relations Director for the center. She is an artist herself. Carol, how are you?
I'm doing well today. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, it's a pleasure. You've got a great lineup. The season is officially about ready to get underway, or has it already gotten underway?
It has been underway. We opened up the theater season in September with our family production of Henry and Ramona, and that has now come and gone. We did 6 school matinees to almost full houses, and now the theater is working on their next production. It's kind of a dark comedy called Sticks and Bones. It's very different. It was written by a veteran, won a 1972 Tony Award. And David Rabe is the writer. And what he has done is he has taken the quintessential American family, Ozzie and Harriet, and he has had David come back from the Vietnam War blinded and very tormented. And their reactions to David in their perfect world has kind of changed everything and turned their lives upside down.
And that's going to be, that will run November 12th through the 22nd, but Veterans Day, the day before the opening, is, of course, November 11th. Understand there'll be a free performance?
There's a free performance on November 11th at 7:30 for any veteran and their guests. And the play is being presented in the Black Box Theater, which holds about 100 seats for the audiences. So we hope to fill it that night for veterans.
Overall, Carol, for those who are not familiar with kind of the basics of where you are located, the type of facilities that you have, kind of give us a bottom line to your facilities.
Well, we are located at the West Campus, which is west of St. Mary's Hospital on Anklam Road between Greasewood and Silverbell. And we're at the far end of the eastern side of the campus. We have a proscenium theater, which seats about 430, and the Black Box Theater, which, like I mentioned before, seats around 100, a recital hall, which we do a lot of our faculty recitals in, and that seats about 100. And then we have the Luis Carlos Bernal Gallery. It's just a gem of a gallery.
That's a beautiful art gallery.
It is. It's beautiful.
So let's talk about some of the music events. We mentioned theater. We've got upcoming music concerts. You have a wind ensemble that's coming up, and then you have some music faculty events.
Well, we have the wind ensemble, which is coming up this week, actually, on the 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Dr. Mark Nelson is the director and conductor, and they play classics and band classics and a few contemporary pieces this year. Mark likes to sneak that in. And then on Sunday, the 25th, the chorale and college singers will be performing at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the chorale is a large mixed voice choir, and the college singers is an a cappella choir. It's select. The students have to audition into it. And both the chorale and the college singers are directed under Dr. Jonathan Ng.
So this is a great opportunity for Pima students to get involved in the arts.
Pima students are passionate. The art students at Pima are wonderful. They're so passionate about their abilities and their skills and their performances. And it's a pleasure to listen to them. Yes, it is very much. And it's also an opportunity for the community to come and listen. The music concerts start off at $6, and there's discounts for seniors, the military, the students, Pima employees. And so it's very affordable.
What's the best way, Carol, to get tickets for your events?
Well, the best.
By the website, maybe? Or
I would recommend the website. And to get there, you go to pima.edu/CFA. And there is a link along the side that says buy tickets online. Other than that, you can, you know, for most events, you can just arrive that night and go to the box office and purchase your tickets. The only time I would discourage that is for the spring musical, because
that's kind of your signature marquee event.
It is.
And you've got Crazy for You coming. That's going to be great.
We have Crazy for You, which is the all-time favorite. They did that, performed that in 2005 to, you know, sold out audiences. And it really is a crowd pleaser. It did win 1992 Tony Award for Best Musical. And it's Gershwin music, which people
love.
It's
terrific. And your acoustics, the complex itself really has, it's beautifully designed.
It is beautifully designed. There really isn't a bad place to sit in the theater, and that's what I like about it. We have box seats along the side, and we have, an area in the back, and it doesn't really matter where you sit. It's only 430 seats. It's wonderful sight lines and the sound is awesome in there.
How do you put together these programs? What do you look at? You must have a sensibility of what the community, what will in effect sell in this community.
Well, in actuality, the music chair puts together the ensembles. Mm-hmm. Each of the ensembles, you know, the music is performed and selected by the director. With the theater faculty and along with Todd Polstra, they decide on what shows. I don't really have anything to say about what is being performed. Mm-hmm. I just do the marketing for it, but I'm very involved in the process once it's decided, and I get to take all the steps beforehand, see how, especially with theater performances, how it starts from the audition and just grows and improves and to the final performance.
In front of me, I have the printout of the full season, and it's like there's something going on almost every week.
Just about.
through up and through May.
Right, and what we haven't mentioned is we have our Pima Dance Company performing in December also. And then along with that, in the springtime, we will have faculty recitals there, along with the Pima Fashion and Design will do their fashion show in the Proscenium Theater, and we'll put out the ramp, and these students are incredibly talented. And
I was going to say it's a very eclectic program. Certainly, we mentioned the theater, the musical. You've got the Arizona Choral Society. Then one thing we have not mentioned: chamber music, St. Michael's Chamber Players.
Well, we do rent our facilities out to the community. So when they're not being used by the Pima programs, mm-hmm. then the community can rent our facilities. So we do get a lot of the music and dance performances. Christian Youth Theater performs one or two of their shows each year there. So there is something going on at the Center for the Arts every weekend.
Well, Carol Carter, thank you very much for coming in, talking about the Pima Community College Center for the Arts. And again, I want to give that website. The best place to find out the full program would be at pima.edu/CFA for Center for the Performing Arts. Center for the Arts.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Bill.
Carol, thank you very much. For more information generally, not only about the Center for the Arts, but generally about Pima, we suggest you visit their fine website at pima.edu and go from there. Thanks again, Carol, for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, 12:45, Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back. The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Discipline and drive aren't on the shelf at the corner store. They're a part of who you are and the business you're building. We get it. That's why Cox Business and Inc. magazine invite you to attend Get Started Tucson. Join us for this free one-day live event Thursday, November 5th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Scottish Rite Cathedral in Tucson. This is your chance to network with other innovators and entrepreneurs, to learn from experts on how to secure funding, and to watch contest finalists pitch their big idea for a prize package worth thousands. Visit coxblue.com/getstartedtucson to reserve your spot. It's free to attend with complimentary drinks and hors d'oeuvres. Don't miss Get Started Tucson, presented by Cox Business and Inc. magazine. It's Thursday, November 5th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Scottish Rite Cathedral in Tucson. RSVP today at coxblue.com/getstartedtucson.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. We send so many of our listeners over there. Everybody comes back and says, yeah, and Aaron, no idea that part of the United States was so beautiful. The southwest corner of New Mexico and Silver City's at a mile high elevation. And so that means this is a perfect time of year to take a road trip 3 hours east of Tucson to Silver City. You can check out so much to do over there, including exploring the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, which is certainly worth the trip just north of Silver City. You can find out about the many places to stay, like Cottage of Whispering Canyon, and the many things to do by visiting Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, southwestnewmexico.org. David Godleski is with us. He is the head of the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. David, good to see you again.
Bill, thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate being here.
This is a big week for the home builders in Saba. This is twice a year your organization puts on a home show. This is the fall edition coming up at the Tucson Convention Center, the TCC. This is a huge, almost, I guess you could say, pretty much year-round undertaking getting these shows ready to go and lift the curtain on them.
It is absolutely a huge deal, and it's a primary objective for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. As you mentioned, we have two home shows a year. We have one in late March, early April, and then we have one in October. I can't believe it's October already. So we'll be down at the TCC this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And this is something that all of our members take a lot of pride in. We have, you know, typically between 80 and 100 members that come down and help us put on the show. It's one of our largest revenue-generating objectives for the year, and help the money we get from the event helps us put back directly into the association in terms of programs and services. But really, this is about an opportunity for the consumers to come down and see what's new and the latest and greatest in home improvements and technology.
I've got up in front of me on our screen here your website about the show, and you've really got the full listing of the diversity of vendors and folks that are going to have booths. And by the way, that website is Sahba, S-A-H-B-A, homeshow.com, with the full listing. And we should, before we go any further, David, say people worry all the time about parking.
It's free parking. It's free parking. We always try and make sure it's as easily accessible and accommodating for those who want to come down. Tickets are actually $8, but if you visit sabahomeshow.com, you can find a $2 off coupon. And so with the free parking, I think it's a great deal.
Folks putting stuff together, home improvements. Now that the weather has hopefully going to cool off a little bit and get back to kind of our normal, if you can ever say normal in Tucson, October weather, where it should be drying out and folks want to work around the house, there's going to be a lot of stuff for the home repair folks.
There really are. I mean, this is a great opportunity for you to go down and get new ideas, meet contractors, comparison shop. You know, I think the internet only gets you so far. You know, you're able online to see things. But if you want to touch and feel the different products and services, and if you want to meet the people face-to-face who you may be retaining to do that work, I think the home show is a great opportunity for you to go down there. And like you said, we have everything from heating and cooling, landscaping. If you want to do that dream outdoor kitchen or new outdoor living space, come down and get to know and get to meet a number of different vendors who specialize in different areas of home improvement.
And there's water treatment products, there's window treatment products, there's, as you mentioned, the kitchen, of course, bathroom repair. Bathroom remodeling is always high on most homeowners' lists, so the list goes on and on.
Yeah, it's absolutely, to me, it's always incredible to see the diversity and the exhibitors that we have there. You know, if you want a new spa, if you want new pots and pans, you name it, we've got it down at the home show. And we always try and diversify. You know, for us, we're looking at more as a lifestyle show. Mm-hmm. You know, we have different features. You know, we have a feature that will be available for consumers called Try Scuba. We have a local dive shop that's going to be down there. And so if you have an interest in actually putting the equipment on and getting in the pool.
The big old tank there.
It is. It's pretty cool.
Jump in, right?
And that's actually, that's being presented in part by Patio Spools Pool and Spas, which is our major sponsor. They're actually going to be raffling off the pool that they're going to use for the diving. So there's a lot of really neat things to be able to come down and see. The U of A hockey team's going to be down on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1. We've got Tucson Originals that'll be doing live cooking demonstrations all weekend. So there's definitely something for everyone at the Sahba Home Show.
Let's take a U-turn here for a moment away from the show to talk a bit about how we're doing in the home building industry, David Godlewski. Are we doing a little better? Is it flat, or how would you characterize it?
I definitely describe the situation as stable. We've seen permitting remain relatively flat so far in 2015. We're actually trailing 2014 a little bit. But I think all in all, things are positive. If you take a look just at last September, we did 188 single family residential permits, and permitting is how most people gauge the health of the home building market. That's up from 160 permits in September of 2014. So there definitely are some positive signs. We'll see where we shake out in December, but I would say we're in a stable situation right now.
David, where is the home building going on, and what parts of the Tucson Valley right now?
You're seeing a lot of activity in Marana in the Northwest. That's been pretty much consistent since the recovery has started. We've seen some builders who have who've come into the market who are new to the market. Mattamy Homes, which is actually the largest private home builder in North America, they've come in. They opened a brand new community in Dove Mountain. They've also acquired some assets in Rancho Vistoso in Marana. Maricay, which is another large builder who's opened a new community in Rancho Vistoso, or I should say will be opening in January. They've begun construction up there. So the Northwest continues to see the majority of the activity, but you're also seeing signs on the east side of Tucson and in kind of the southeast area in Vail as well.
Well, the good news for the economy is that some of these home builders who have not been in this market are taking a look at Tucson.
I think that's a really positive sign. Anytime that you see new builders who want to come into a market, it's encouraging. I reference Mattamy Homes, but you also have Toll Brothers who's come in. LGI has come in recently. So I think that's encouraging. We've started to see a couple of larger land transactions. You saw D.R. Horton pick up a number of remaining lots in Saguaro Bloom in their community in Marana. That was actually a $42 million deal to purchase those remaining lots. And so I think companies like D.R. Horton see a positive future for Tucson. They're willing to invest. And so I think the foundation for our market is solid, but we certainly would like to see increased activity.
And interest rates are so low.
It's really a great time to buy. And I always say when you're looking at a new home, you get so many options. You get to customize that home. They're designing the homes for the way people live today. They're very energy efficient. They're very green. They've got open floor plans. And so I think that in combination with things like the interest rates make new homes a great option.
All right, David Goleski with us talking about the home show and giving us kind of a thumbnail sketch about where we are in the home building industry. Again, sabahomeshow.com is probably the best place to go to kind of get started before you head over to the TCC, and that all begins Friday and it goes through Sunday. And there's some coupons on the website too to give you a discount. Parking is free. And again, David, how many vendors do you have this year?
We have about 300 different vendors, so there's definitely something for everyone. Bring the kids out. Seniors get a discount on Friday, so we're hoping to see a strong turnout this weekend.
David, good to see you, and good luck with the autumn home show.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
That's going to do it today for the Buckmaster Show. We have 4 Tucson at 4. Our local talk commitment continues 4 to 5 with Mike Shaw. Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe, 6 to 8. The Daily Double with Christy Simone, 8 to 9. And so we do a lot of local talk here, very local committed in our market here on KVOI. I'm Bill Buckmaster along with Ed Alexander. Ed and I hope you have a great afternoon and evening. Back with you tomorrow at 12:04.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.